A voice for the small business. The Mark Montgomery Show continues. Talk 650 KSTE.
Welcome back, folks. Mark Montgomery, Small Biz Talk Radio. And you can join the show, 1-866-331-TALK, or email me during the show, mark at smallbiz, that's biztalkradio.com. And, of course, if you are interested in this show for sponsoring advertising, get in touch with me, mark at smallbiztalkradio.com. This show exists because of our sponsors, so please utilize the services of our sponsors, folks, and make sure you tell them Mark Montgomery sent you. You listen to Small Biz Talk Radio. Let's grow this to become a powerhouse, a voice for small business throughout the state of California. Believe me, we need it. And with that said, we have Richard Rosebush in studio. He is the division manager of Destinations Mobility. And this was kind of fascinating, and I want to welcome you, Richard, to the show.
Why, thank you.
And it's kind of a fascinating business. It's funny. I see these transit systems, out and this type of thing. But tell us about your business, because I think it's a very interesting business and a great service.
Well, what's really interesting about this business is it started with the parent company, which is a nonprofit, which is Paratransit Inc. And I'm sure you've seen,
we have
250 buses running around in Sacramento providing door-to-door transportation for the disabled. But what they never did was actually sell accessible vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Their core mission is to provide affordable transportation. And when I approached them about 18 months ago, that they may consider expanding the service by actually selling vehicles, and worked with the board to build a business plan and then now launch it a little over a year ago. It's really taking off for the need in the community and fulfilling, an interesting niche to the market for mm-hmm. people that don't want to schedule their life and use public transportation or paratransit
exactly.
services.
Yeah, it's funny because I do see those around all the time. and then even John Lauer in studio was just talking to you, in one of the breaks, I believe, there. I think
His father has a need.
That is where the marketplace is really growing. It's mm-hmm. the baby boomers. Incident happens, a condition comes around. You're in a wheelchair, you have less mobility, and now you're faced with that as a family or an individual. How are you going to handle it?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a real challenge to the consumers in the field because they don't want to give up independence.
Absolutely, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to give up that independence
either. I think
that
would just kill me. I do appreciate your business because I think that would just be devastating if I couldn't have that mobility, at least that. It's one thing to accept your lot in life. Okay, I'm in this wheelchair. But you don't want to be, you don't want to get reclusive. You don't want to, you do want to just be able to have that mobility to get places, to do things. And I think that's so important.
Yeah, well, it's a rounded, you want to have a rounded life. You have one mm-hmm. now. You don't want to give it up.
Exactly.
One of the biggest challenges is when families are faced with this, they don't know where to go.
Right.
Unless they've had somebody in the family that's experienced it. It really becomes an issue for them when they have this condition. Now, what do they do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good reason that you're on the radio right now, is to at least get that information out there.
Absolutely.
That people have this option.
Richard, how does this really work? Let's say I'm handicapped. Do you take me to my destination that I want to go to? In other words, I call your company, and I guess you pick me up, and you take me to where I need to go shopping or something of that nature, or is it work like a system where I may have to transfer to another, vehicle or something?
I'm going to go from how you get involved in the transportation system and then when you would come to see me within it.
Right.
Paratransit, how it works is Regional Transit Authority that runs all the fixed route, the bigger buses you'll see around town,
mm-hmm.
okay? With the American with Disabilities Act, when that came into place, they had to provide for people with disabilities, wheelchairs. They couldn't say you can't ride. So how it works is now you are in a chair. what you have to be is you have to be evaluated, and actually part of paratransit does the evaluation for the regional transit authority to determine, can you ride fixed route? And if the answer is no because of your condition, then you become a paratransit rider. So paratransit rider, then what you do is it costs $5 to take you to a destination around Sacramento, door-to-door, and then $5 to bring back. And you have to schedule through our scheduling process.
Okay.
Where I come in is where you choose not to use a, you know, a transit system, but you want your own vehicle.
Oh, wow.
So this is where it's new. Okay. You know, and it's interesting. I am a new car dealer, a used car dealer, and yet we're a nonprofit, which is, I believe, this business model is probably the only one in the United States. Huh. Which is really interesting because the revenue that's generated through my division actually goes back to the core company, which is paratransit, and helps underwrite the cost of ridership for the Sacramento population where we serve.
Interesting.
So it is a very interesting model.
This is good for veterans that have ended up in
that's what I was just going to bring up, that we've got over 30,000 returning veterans coming back into California. Many are going to wounded, handicapped, at this point. I would imagine there's going to be some needs for possibly your services with veterans and so on.
Oh, for sure. The veterans coming back in, and, where we're seeing is not only just the veterans that are coming in now. What we're seeing is a lot of Vietnam veterans were... Mm-hmm. The effects of Agent Orange, Parkinson's disease, and, just lots of things coming where now they are, they're coming where they're in chairs and their disabilities are coming about. Mm-hmm. And, it's a very, very big need. Fortunately, the federal government does a very good job as far as providing for them. They have to go through a process, and once they determine if they do a need, they have a need for a wheelchair and then a wheelchair accessible vehicle for transportation, the veterans will step up and pay for this conversion. And even for your very first vehicle, they'll pay $18,900 towards the actual vehicle itself.
Now, Richard, this is sort of a side question, if I could ask this. Destinations Mobility, then, is actually providing jobs because there's people who have to drive these vehicles, et cetera. So who gets these jobs and what kind of training is that entail?
The Destinations doesn't provide jobs. What they do is we just provide the vehicles. Paratransit. It's interesting because it's a unique business model because we have in the paratransit company, we now have, I think, 250 people. We have, I believe, about 140 drivers that work specifically. And then we work with a lot of partners around Sacramento where we give them vehicles. We take them and give them actually part of our fleet, and they provide services, different types of transportation.
Let's get back to the vehicles, though, that you create, for folks. I would imagine there's different kinds of vehicles, depending on the handicap, whether it's an elevator or are special driving mechanisms or things of that nature that you get into?
Yeah. Let me give you maybe a little bit of a process of how it works. You call me and you say, Richard, I'm in a wheelchair now and I need transportation. And, I start asking the questions, do you want to be a driver or do you want to be a passenger?
Hmm.
If it's a driver, then
difference?
It becomes very much different. Because now I have to interface with doctors and driver evaluators to determine what type of specialty equipment would work for
this
you.
Could get complicated,
it,
Richard.
It's a very complicated business. And then you go back to, okay, tell me about your family. How many people are we transporting? Is it 1, 2, 5? And then how big are you and how big is your wheelchair? And it's like a shoe. You have to actually measure everything. And then you go back to say, okay, based on these items you've given me, this type of a vehicle would be the choice of a vehicle that would work. And the very next question is, okay, what type of a budget do we have?
Oh.
These vehicles, new, very, even transport new converted vehicles are mid-$50,000.
Oh,
you know,
Richard.
can go to 70, 80. So, you know, is it new? Is it used? You know, what's your options?
Now, Richard, we're talking about wheelchairs. But I had a friend who had a stroke. He was paralyzed on one side. Well, he had a vehicle adapted so that he could drive it under his the condition that, of his paralysis, because he could only use one hand.
Yeah, I just did an evaluation with the client that had, it's called hemiplegia. And it's where half of your body works, you know, so your right side may work, your left side doesn't work. Okay, so how do you drive?
See?
You know, but you know what? Actually, that type of modification is not that difficult to do. It might require about $3,000 worth of equipment to a vehicle, but typical hand controls and then a special spinner knob that's got the functions so you can do horn and dimmer and lights.
That's what was amazing to me. Years ago, I mean, I'm talking many years ago, I actually rode along with somebody going somewhere. I was fairly young, but they didn't have any legs. And everything was operated by hand. I mean, total control. The acceleration, the braking, and everything was, you know, hands.
Yeah, we've built vehicles, not in this business yet, but we have built vehicles that were actually computer controlled with joystick.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
That has somebody like a high level quadriplegic that maybe has very limited range, can move his hand just basically like a mouse on a computer, can use that, and yet that person could, with these modifications, drive a vehicle
Oh my goodness.
You know, and be licensed and legal and functional.
The technology is just—it comes so far.
And Mark, you know, they're having a one-year anniversary vehicle giveaway. What is this, Richard?
Well, you know, part of the board's proposal was, as we're giving this, we give back to the community. And typically, you don't see nonprofits giving away things.
I know,
but we are actually giving away two vehicles. One is a wheelchair accessible Ford Windstar that was a trade-in vehicle for us, which is a really nice vehicle. It's a 1998 Ford Windstar with 80,000 miles on it. Super nice vehicle.
How are you doing this, Richard?
We're going to basically, I direct people, I say, go to my website, destinations, with an S, mobility.com. The PDF form, download it, fill it out. All I need is your name, phone number.
Oh, my goodness.
How to get a hold of you, and why would this vehicle impact you?
I hope your listeners hear that, Mark.
So how do they win this vehicle Is it based on their story, what their needs are, or how's that work?
Well, what we're going to do, it's going to be a random drawing.
Okay.
You know, you have to qualify. When you take a look on my website, there's qualifications, which means that you have to be in a chair, or you're caring for somebody in a chair, like mom and dad or child or whatever. And you have to be able to provide proof that, hey, this vehicle is part of the program and will benefit your family.
Yeah.
The other vehicle we're giving away is a paratransit retiring bus. Now, this is designed to go to an organization, a nonprofit, a church, a business for profit. And we asked the business if they can register the same way, just put out a simple form, mail it to me, and then we'll random drawing.
I hope everybody's listening to that, because there's a need for this, Richard.
I know that. We have churches calling us all the time looking for vehicles. Businesses. And we say, hey, this is what we're going to give away. It's one of our fleet-maintained vehicles. It's a nice vehicle. It's got a lot of life left in it. And we're going to say, hey, we'll give it to an organization. Just tell me why you want it, you know, and how it's going to serve your clients.
And then you're basically going to pull the name out of the hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful.
Wow, that's great.
We're going to do this on the about 10 days prior to our open house event, which is May 31st. And this is just so we can make sure that the people qualified, you know, and then I asked them to be there for the giveaway, because it's going to be a fun time.
What a great, great offer. It's just great service.
That is so amazing.
You bet. So anyway, they go to destinationsmobility.com. Is there a phone number they can call or anything for information, too?
916 916-868-6797.
Great. Do it again real quick.
Okay. 916-868-6797.
Fantastic.
But remember, destinations with an S, mobility.com.
Yep. Because that's the latest information. We have a Facebook page. Go like us on Facebook. Track us. See what we're doing.
And you could get an accessible van, or a nonprofit could get an accessible bus.
Or a business.
Yeah, any business.
That's a great offer.
Oh, Richard.
Richard, well, hang in there. I have a question. I'm going to come back in the break and ask you.
Mark's
You're listening to Mark Montgomery, Small Biz Talk Radio, every Saturday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. live. We'll be right back.
Mark Montgomery is now on Talk 650, a voice for the small business.
Welcome back, folks. Mark Montgomery, Small Biz Talk Radio, every Saturday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., live right here on Talk 650, KSTE, 1-866-331-TALK, or mark at smallbiz, that's biztalkradio.com. And if you are interested in participating in the show, and by the way, I want to mention real quick, Di, we have a Biz Roundtable we're going to be scheduling here pretty soon. I already have one guy, one company that we want to put onto it, but we want to get that scheduled here
in the near future. We were going to start with some of Carrie Lynn Vinci's businesses.
That's right.
I think we were going to start a roundtable with them. She's the franchise business coach. So, yeah, we'll be doing that coming up.
Sounds good. I want to go back to
We ought to bring Richard Rosebush back into that roundtable.
Yes, we're
going to
bring him in. Absolutely. he's division manager, Destinations Mobility. But one of the questions I had for you, Richard, before we went to break, while I held you over, after break, was that really what got you into this business? And you said, actually, I've been in it for years.
That kind of floored me, because you said you've been in it for 25 years, and I thought, it's been around that long?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When we first got involved in this business, I came from an automotive background. I was a car racer, and we had an automotive repair facility.
Were you, huh?
You know, so we knew everything about cars. And I had a good friend that sold wheelchairs for a local DME office. But every time he sold the wheelchair, people couldn't get them. Huh. The family couldn't transport the client now in the wheelchair. So we kind of did a little research, and we said, hey, why don't we look at building some of these things? And it was helped his company. I was in the automotive business at the time, so it was like a natural
like
way
salt
to learn
and pepper, peanut butter and jelly.
Well, you know, I'll give you a little history. The industry back in the 80s was an industry where you had to actually buy a vehicle, take it in, and then modify it. And some of the modifications could take 2-3 months. I mean, it was pretty typical based on the extent of the modifications. Today, most vehicles are manufactured in volume now by manufacturers across the United States, and you can deliver a vehicle to a client in like today or tomorrow, or if you're going to add some special equipment to it, maybe within a month, where you can shrink the amount of time it takes in order to put somebody on the road. So
and
that's nice.
You said that it's not just buying a vehicle, but you rent them.
We do. We have a fleet of minivans, wheelchair accessible minivans that we rent.
Who would rent these, Richard? Why would you rent these?
Well, I can give you some examples of current rentals. One guy that's got a terminal illness is going to go bucket list. You're going to have families, weddings. Say you're here in Sacramento. Somebody's getting married in
LA.
I
see you're getting emotional about Richard. I know. You see people with problems and... I can understand that because that's what you see daily. Yeah, totally. Yeah, and you also mentioned a tax credit. What is that?
Well, for businesses that are buying vehicles, they can qualify for a $15,000 tax credit if they buy a vehicle that's accessible for their business. A hotel or any type of business that may provide transportation, and under ADA, you have to provide wheelchair transportation if you do it, or a like service in order to provide the client. So here, at least the government is paying or can giving you a credit for $15,000 towards
it. It's much like many businesses at airports, hotels, this type of thing.
So
if they're going to supply transit, then they have to be ADA compliant and so on.
Okay.
So that's where they would get a vehicle.
And we sell, anything from minivans to them to cutaway buses. we sell a full variety of vehicles, even commercially, and then to the retail public.
Wow. Richard, tell us about your giveaway. One of the reasons that Mark invited you on the show was to talk about your one-year anniversary and the vehicle giveaway. So that's really an amazing giveaway.
Yeah, it's a very simple giveaway. We're giving away a retail drop floor minivan. It's a real nice, clean, older vehicle to a family. For really going to my website, downloading a PDF and mailing it to me, let me know why it would impact your family. It's going to be a random drawing, and then we're going to do that with a bus. We're going to give away one of our retiring paratransit buses.
For a nonprofit organization?
Nonprofit business, for-profit business.
Anyone that
business,
needs a bus.
Yeah. Any business that where this would improve the service to the clients that they serve. So very straightforward. We plan on having this an annual event as my goal.
This is quite a quite a contest.
It's,
if you're listening and you listen to what you could get if you're in need for this.
You bet. And you want to go to destinationsmobility.com. That's destinations with that's with an S. Mobility, you know, .com. I want to go back to that tax credit for a minute.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, it's just that businesses are always interested in these tax credits. Mm-hmm. You know, you can invest into something such as this for ADA compliant vehicles, and you get a $15,000 tax credit, you know, on it. Providing, like we were joking around about it, but government doesn't do something retroactively and take it back away from you and then ask for the taxes, you know, on it. But that is that's definitely a good tax break, you know, on that. And but something also, Richard, before we run out of time, I want to mention the reason I ask you the question is, you know, what really got you into the business? And you said, well, I've been doing it for many, many years. But there was one thing that you said that was real critical, and actually that was I was looking for it. You know, I'm never sure what somebody's going to say, but you actually went right into it, and that was you were sitting there, and you had a relative that was selling wheelchairs, and yet people didn't have a way to get around in that wheelchair, and you said, there's a real need here. And that always goes back. And
he's
see,
an
that's
entrepreneur,
what's,
aren't
see,
you, Richard?
Entrepreneurial,
yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And, you know, there used to be I don't know if they still do it or not, a concrete company. I think it was Kaiser or something that had on their cement trucks. You know, the thing that go around, you find a need and fill it.
Oh.
You know, on their concrete trucks. I'll never forget that. But that's the entrepreneurial spirit.
Oh, my goodness,
is that you see something and go, what? Nobody's doing this. There's a real need for this. Mm-hmm. New business is born.
Yeah, and let me tell you really quickly, one of the things in this business model that you'll find at my facility is every vehicle is clearly marked. We put them on the internet, clearly marked with pricing. We have a no-haggle policy. We just put their very lowest price, nonprofit pricing on them. Mm-hmm. So people can shop it without any pressure. There's no commission salesman involved.
That's great.
You know, and it's different. You won't find that in any other of my competitors across the state.
Well, I can tell, you know, Richard, by just talking with you, but also watching your demeanor, you know, sitting here. That's why I like in-studio guest, is because you're emotional about this thing. You truly believe in what you are doing, and that's so important, and I very much respect that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, that is true, Mark. We're talking to Richard, and the sincerity and how he wants to help people with this need is unbelievable, folks. I'm sure you can hear, because people can't help but hear that in someone's voice. And Richard, my gosh, you just telegraphed that. You are meant to do this for people. You are meant to do this for people.
Yep. So I want you to give your phone number out one more time, Richard.
It is 916-868-6797.
And the website is destinationsmobility.com.
I'd go there because he's got that PDF file there so you can enter to win this
contest.
This contest, an accessible van, and also for a nonprofit or business, a bus. I think of all the, like you said, churches. I'm thinking of there's a foster home that I know that could probably really use that.
Yep.
I hope they'll go there.
And if people don't have this information, they can always go to my website or just email me, Mark,
and you'll
at smallbiz.com. And I want to thank everyone for listening, you know, here early on a Saturday morning, too. And, Richard, I want to thank you for being
one
in studio.
One of our best guests ever,
yes.
Richard.
Yes,
wow,
totally
hey,
enjoyed it, you know.
Hey, I enjoyed it just as much as you.
So, folks, join me every Saturday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. Set that alarm. You're right here on Talk 650 KSTE.